tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They got the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky and the Brain. How excited are we, Brain?
Oh, super excited, hey? No, super always excited.
Always excited. I mean, why wouldn't you be excited about speaking about controversial topics?
You know, exactly. It gets the blood boiling.
It gets your heart racing.
Puts the wind in your sails, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Exciting stuff. But before we dive into all of that, we've got a song especially for you. Enjoy.
The world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise, treasures that fade are never enough. And you came along and put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied.
Eternals, latest Marvel movie out there for us to watch.
Yeah.
Very interesting movie.
Half the
Marvel fans don't even... Okay, if you are a true Marvel fan, you know who the Eternals are.
Yes.
If you are just the plus one who tags along when your friends are... When your hardcore Marvel fans are going to watch movies, you probably don't know who the Eternals are.
Yeah.
So Brain is going to let us know who the Eternals are before we tell you what it is that is going on with the Eternals and why people are upset.
So, the Eternals. So, the Eternals are pretty much, imagine it's kind of like gods in the Marvel universe, you can say. They're immortal beings with like a very powerful immortal beings. So, pretty
who
much.
Just happened to be MIA when Thanos was breaking all hell. Like, he was literally letting hell loose on Earth.
Marvel told them to chill. Mm-hmm. No, because their whole mandate is not to interfere.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unless kind of like deviants attack. You know what I'm saying?
But for other Marvel, the hardcore diehard fans, they would be like, but Thanos is a deviant.
I know. I guess this is where the whole, you know, movies and comics differ. Because in the comics, you'd get like the X-Men teaming together with the Avengers, you know, teaming up to fight a common enemy. But you just can't have that in the movies because of, you know, budget scheduling actors, not to mention the movie rights that are split between Sony and Marvel with regards to like Spider-Man and the X-Men and stuff. Yeah. So it's quite difficult. But like, yeah, immensely powerful characters that pretty much guided humanity and, you know, helped humanity evolve and advance technologically. Advanced cultures, you know, and advance as a society.
Yeah.
So this movie is kind of like, we get to know them. You get what I'm saying? We get to know their stance. You know, we get to know their purpose. We get to see their power and what they've been responsible for, like pretty much throughout human history. It's a pretty interesting movie. It's also what the scale of the movie is pretty crazy as well.
In what terms?
As in, I think the stakes are quite high.
Yeah.
The scale as in, you get to see the more cosmic side of the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
You know, you get to see the Celestials and more about the Celestials and the Eternals, you know. So everything that's just outside Earth.
Yeah.
Because the Marvel Universe is huge. Mm. The Marvel Multiverse is huge. So, yeah, you get to see that side of the Marvel universe, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So, we're not here to take over the movie show, right? There's a show that will probably do a show on this and diving deep into what we're talking about is what everybody's mad about. So, apparently, not even apparently, there is a gay affectionate scene in the movie, right? Yeah. Where dude kisses Dude A. Dude A is black. Dude A is gay. Dude A kisses dude B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a kissing scene. Basically between a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
And this has made a few countries, conservative countries.
Like not even just people. It's literally countries.
Well, the legislators, pretty much, the lawmakers, you know, of the country, the guys in charge.
The guys in charge.
Has made them quite upset.
Very upset, to the point that this movie is not going to be showing in their country.
Yeah.
These countries are Saudi Arabia.
Oh, very, very infamous for this.
Very
actually.
Infamous. Qatar.
Another one, another one.
And Kuwait.
Yeah, so these are your very conservative, mostly Muslim nations.
So if you live in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, or Qatar, you'd have to go on holiday to watch this movie unless you know how to torrent.
Then they don't let you back in the country. You've watched a movie.
You're not allowed back into our country. How are they going to get that right?
You bring that along with you into our country.
How are they going to get that right?
They'll just know. They'll smell it.
They'll just know. Like when you hop off the plane, they'll be like, you watched Eternals. You smell like MCU. And they'll probably call it a Western brainwashing thing.
Yeah. Because It's crazy because they called for censorship. So, you know, it's actually common practice. This actually happens where, depending on the country, the studio and, stuff will choose to edit out some scenes, cut out some scenes.
Yeah.
To then screen that movie in a specific
And you know,
country.
they were given the option to cut out some of the scenes.
Yeah.
But they did not do that. So that means that they were okay, basically. So basically, they were standing up for what they believed in, right?
Yeah.
And Angelina Jolie says that she is proud of Marvel for refusing to actually cut these scenes out. And anyone who is angry about it or threatened by it or doesn't approve it or doesn't appreciate it is ignorant. Those were her exact words. So if we're upset, threatened, don't approve or don't appreciate, then you are ignorant. So basically, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Qatar are all ignorant.
Of them.
all of them.
Entire nations are just ignorant. It's a pretty interesting setting, hey? Because now as we move further in time, we get to see that, more of a voice is being given. Yeah. Or more, I would almost say power in a way is being given to representation of homosexuals or different sexual orientations and all. To the point such that it's almost become a must to add at least one character that is of different sexual orientation from heterosexual.
Yeah.
And anybody who is against that is public problem. Enemy number one.
But now the problem is, if we're going to create a movie based on the comics, right?
Yeah.
How true to the story are we going to keep just to be inclusive? So then we're now taking away the experience for the people who know the Marvel comics. We're taking away the experience for them, and now just so that we can be inclusive and not be like we're hating on the other community.
Yeah, you know, one thing with the movie studios, they've always taken liberties when it came to the comics, you know. They haven't really followed it one-to-one. Yes, they have had, of course, the hardcore kind of like fans do lose their minds when they see it like faithfully.
Yeah.
Some characters faithfully kind of like realized onto the big screen. But yeah, they've taken some extreme liberties in some cases, changing entire genders of characters.
Dude.
And even now, sexual orientation of characters. For what reason, really? You know, I'm one of the stance. I'm of the stance. Like, it doesn't, I don't really care, you know what I'm saying, if a character is of race A or race B, sexual orientation A or B, as long as it's not like forced in, you know what I'm saying? If a character is well written, if a character is actually well written, people don't care. People will actually even side with the character if it's well written. The problem always just comes in, you know, when you shoehorn these characters for the sake of representation.
Yeah.
Really. So, I myself haven't watched the movie yet. So I'm not saying that, no, this was forced in or anything like that. Nah.
Well, look, it's not even just like a fling, right?
Yeah.
And this is not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler at all. So this Fetos guy.
Fetos. He is a bit chubby. That's his lesser powerful cousin. Fetos,
right? Yeah. Is a husband who has a child.
Yes.
So it's not even a thing of... With another husband. Why did you have to mention it like that?
They need to know the setup. Because they might think maybe we've moved on to a new character. No, this is the highlight of the show. This is the person we're talking
about.
This
is dude A and dude B. They are both husband and husband.
Yes.
So they are husband and husband, right? Yes. And they have a child. So this isn't even like, it's one of those like scenes that, draw your heart, you know, that in the moment where they were just like, and then kiss, you know. No, it's like literally a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, from the beginning that dude A and dude B are a couple.
Yeah. And then of course you look at the comments, but that wasn't the case in the comments. But yeah, it's a very drastic change. It is a very drastic change. I guess for the sake of inclusivity. And I don't know, man, you know, I don't think like, it should be done that way, doing it for the sake of.
Yeah.
Like, write a story where that character is gay or whatever race and all that. And then, you know, if the character is well written, if the character is interesting, you know, about the character is good, people don't really care about all this other stuff. That's just part of the character. It's only poorly done when, the fact that the character is gay is the only personality this character has, or the only character traits this character has. Which hopefully is not the case here in the movie. I hope they don't make such a big fuss about it.
his superpower is being gay.
At every time.
So like, his other superpower is just like backseat, but his main, the reason why he saves the world is because he was gay.
So I hope they don't do that.
Yeah, because that will...
Yeah, because a lot of movies have stuffed up or have been
in
messed
that
up
aspect,
because, she's just strong because she's a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's not it.
We're not hashtagging any movies to be specific.
You know,
she's not just a woman, she's a pretty woman.
Charlie's Angels is the worst case scenario for this.
What is wrong with Charlie's Angels?
Charlie's Angels is a perfect case study of what not to do.
Okay, but
in
which Charlie's Angels?
The new one that came out recently. The one with that.
Okay, but they were skilled. They had skill.
It's such a, you could almost call it hate speech. Do you see how men are just portrayed to be either just villainous?
The bad guy, yeah.
They're just, all the men are just either dumb
or
just like
it was
bad
going
guys.
With what the world was going in that time, that hashtag men are trash.
If you actually look at it, with these movies, it's more a representation of what the author or the director is thinking. Because they start to project their own feelings into this.
Yeah, and
when
the,
she was interviewed, after her movie had a box office, it bombed pretty much in the box office. You know what she went in to complain about? It's the men who didn't go and watch my movies.
So if the men watched it, then it would have done better.
So she was like, men don't want to see strong female leads on the camera. That's what she was heading at. And then you see that in the movie pretty much. Because it was unnecessary, because now you look at movies like Wonder Woman. They never made a big deal about the fact that she's a woman. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The character is also well written.
Yeah.
That even us as guys would be like, woo, Wonder Woman, You get what I'm saying? Because we don't care. If a character is well written, nobody cares. Just don't make it such that the fact that this person is of a specific gender or sexual orientation, that's what makes them awesome.
I agree.
You get what I'm saying?
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, it's not just the Middle Eastern countries. There's also Russia and China that have their two cents. That have their two cents to say about this. I wonder why Russia, though.
Russia is also very anti-gay. Actually. Very anti-gay.
Okay.
Vladimir Putin. China is so sensitive. I think I've mentioned this in an earlier show whereby there was the movie Monster Hunter.
Yes.
I think I've referenced this before, but anyway, I'll say it again. But there was a scene in Monster Hunter where an Asian character made a joke. So he's Chinese. Right?
Yeah.
He's actually Chinese. So he tells one of the characters, hey, look at these knees. Then the person's like, okay, what am I supposed to be seeing? And they're Chinese. Just because of that scene, it wasn't showed enough. They wanted that scene off or not show the movie in China.
That's intense.
Yeah.
But now the problem is that with how China is taking this is that since Eternals is going to be a thing now, right? Because they're basically going to be very involved with the rest of the Marvel.
Yeah, MCU.
The MCU, right? So that means that potentially in the future, every other Marvel movie is then going to have a very interesting run in China.
Mm.
So it's not just, it's, so the Chinese people might not see the next few Marvel movies because of Eternals.
It's a possibility. It is a possibility.
Which is crazy because then Marvel's then losing how much
money?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, China is a
China,
big movie market.
Qatar, like Saudi Arabia, like that's those are all first world countries.
Yeah,
and that's a lot of money that they'd be losing.
Yeah. But let's see the kind of fancy footwork they do around this.
Okay, voting time, right?
Mm. Also, sorry, just to point it out, surprisingly enough, Eternals is the worst reviewed
Marvel movie. People were complaining that it didn't feel like a Marvel movie.
Interesting. Maybe because, you know, when there's a political agenda being pushed somewhere,
that's the
people
problem.
See through it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Let's hope
that's
that,
the problem.
But yeah, that's probably the case.
But you know, I think it's fine because it's not really It's just like Captain Marvel, which didn't do also well because it's just like, they couldn't just give us these characters. Mm. They needed to introduce us to these characters that we've never seen before.
Yeah. And so, with Captain Marvel, what made her actually, her character kind of not really stick is kind of like this, writing sin called, being a Mary Sue.
Yeah.
So what this is just basically your character is just awesome just because they're awesome.
Yeah.
Where other people struggle to get something, they have weakness, you know.
Yeah.
You get to see them become. Yeah. All this strength, all this stuff, they develop over time. There's reasons for why they can do what they can do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She was more like, she was just...
She's awesome because she's awesome.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But, so Marvel has actually some pretty awesome movies that are in the lineup. So even though this one didn't do that well, we are definitely looking forward to the upcoming movies like Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and Thor Love and Thunder. You know, there are some very good movies in the lineup. So I think
even a new Guardians of the Galaxy.
But that's only in 2024. Yeah, that's like far. That's so far.
Even a Blade movie is coming.
Really? Blade
movie. Yeah. He's in the MCU.
I knew he was in it, but I thought, like, will they use like the old? Okay. That's voting time before we go off on a tangent, right? Do you think that Marvel should have created a different version of the movie without the gay scenes to release in China and Russia and Kuwait and Qatar and Saudi Arabia?
From a business point of view, yes. Because that maximizes your profits, you know.
Yes.
But honestly, I think they can just do what they want. So the fact that they kept
In terms of being inclusive for the LGBTQ community. It's the silence for me. Silence speaks louder than words. So Basin and I are on the same page with this one, and we vote to silence. We will stand in solidarity.
I guess it's good that they put their foot down. You know, they didn't get, they didn't let like external forces push their weight around. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to release our movie this way.
Yeah.
Nobody externally is going to tell us how we should be controlling our movies. I guess in a way, the movie studios are now fighting back and punching back. Because usually the weight is thrown around from different like countries and stuff. They say, hey, we don't want this. Hey, we don't want that. Hey, we don't want this. That weight being
thrown around. So basically what is happening here is that to spite these countries, will chop off our own toe.
Not really spiting, but it's kind of like, hey, this is this creative work I've done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's complete. I'm not going to change anything further. If you don't like it, I guess you won't watch it. Which is a very, not a very profitable way of thinking.
Yeah.
But I guess it shows that there's some
assertiveness. Especially because this movie... has an important part to play in the rest of the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, imagine we just saw Captain Marvel in Endgame. We'd be like, who the hell is this chick?
Yeah.
You know, they needed to give us her little background
story. Yeah, but anyway, I guess to try answer your question, I'm all for, don't force the inclusivity thing.
Yeah.
Create a new character if you need
to.
Don't go on changing something that doesn't need to be changed. You get what I'm saying? To try force inclusivity. Because that is how you make box office bombs. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And some review bombed kind of stuff.
Exactly. That is it for today's show. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We can do this same time, same place next week. Pinky and the Brain signing out.
Signing out.
Join the Active FM shows, well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.